Yahee! This is KD Contractor Michael King. Welcome to Build with America Show, streaming live on the World Wide Web at Home Talk USA. And I'd like to welcome my co-host, my partner in crime, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, great job the last hour. But we do want to welcome all our Invent America guests to the Build with America radio program. Rita, what's going on, my darling?
Well, as we talk about this Build with America and the products that are made in America, and really focusing on the products, the process, and the politics that are involved, the issues that are involved. It's not just, you know, somebody says, oh, I think I want to build this here. Everybody wants to build in America, but not everybody can build that product in America. So we're talking about all those issues, some of the legal stuff that goes on. Today, we are talking about ASD Market Week and how they have a whole category of Made in America. And we want to talk about, you know, how they started that and how they founded it.
All right, great. Well, I've got a couple of announcements that we have to make here right quick that, and it kind of leads into the show that we're going to be talking about. What I want to talk about now, we're going to have Miss Stephanie with the ASD Market Week. She's going to be our guest at the next segment. But what I want to talk about is, first of all, as you know, there's no secret that these 3 hours are dedicated to the memory of Mr. Mark Anadol, who was the president and owner of the Made in America store. As you know, if you listened to the show last week, he was our guest, but unfortunately, a couple of days later, he passed away. And so we don't have all the details, but we just want to put our condolences to his family. And I know you feel the same.
I do. You know, he was such a wonderful man and so dedicated to Made in America and bringing all of those products to the American buyer, the consumer, and being able to say, you know, when possible. And then I asked him on the show, it's like, so what is the one thing that you would want to get into the store? What are you looking for? And he goes, electronics that are made in America. He said, we seem to have a little bit of a problem finding that.
Well, and also this leads into my next segment that I want to talk about is that, you know, Rita, for years and years, I've been after the federal government, specifically the FTC, to step for falsely claims. So on products that advertise made in America. Now, I'm proud to say that due to the Trump administration, we want to ask this one question. Is that product really made in the USA? And I'm proud to say that the FTC is now going to crack down on deceptive claims. Companies that cannot back up their claims that their products are made in the United States will face hefty penalties from the Federal Trade Commission, because we got surveys that actually show Americans love American-made products. The problem is, and we talked about this, Rita, is the made in the USA tag that might not always be accurate. But I just want to put a big kudos to the Federal Trade Commission that has been cracking down on these false claims. Companies have been paying thousands, if not millions, of dollars for misleading consumers. That the crackdown continues. In July, the FCC has dubbed, listen to this, in July, the Made in the USA month, where the agency are sending warning letters to 4 companies and actually coming down on Amazon and Walmart to make sure that if they're going to put it on that website, that there is a criteria that if you want to advertise Made in America, that you must back these claims. Man, this is exciting news, Rita.
It's about time. It really is. It's about time that, you know, you can't just print anything on the packaging that you want to print and be able to get away with it. And I had a talk with a gentleman last week, president of Atlas Tools. And that was one of the things he talked about is that, you know, they are really pushing the FTC to crack down on that. And, you know, and there are some really strict guidelines that they want to have enforced. It can't be just assembled here. If it says made, then it's got to be made in all the parts of it. It's got to be made. The product's made. You can't just bring parts in and then have it assembled, and then say made in America.
And I think the exemption is that if the product cannot be like the raw material or the components are not made in the United States, then if it has to come in, then it is exempted. And I mean, if we don't make it here, but if we make it here, it's got to be assembled here, and it's got to be
Exactly.
the, yeah. And but most, I need to tell you, a lot of the components are starting to come to the United States. And next week we're gonna do a follow up on tariffs because there is, matter of fact, I want to mention this. Just to mention that when Trump announced the tariffs, the world was going to end.
Yeah.
We were going to have a recession, depression. The world is ending. The United States products are going to be inflation's going to hit. Well, you know what I read last month in June? For the first time in 20 years, the United States showed a $28 billion surplus. A surplus. So, hey, let's get off this tariff stuff. It's proven. We talk many shows. 28 billion to the good, not, $28 billion to the bad. So,
And I've got a guest lined up for next week that can talk about that and how complicated it is for, we don't understand what they're dealing with in the other countries and how the other countries take advantage of us. And he knows all of that. And he's going to come on and explain it to all of our listeners so that they understand it's not, here we've got tariffs, but every place else, they've got multiple things that they're using against us that tip that balance of trade, and how the tariffs is the only tool that our president has to balance everything. And he's doing it. And the job is getting done and it's starting to show up. And that's amazing.
well, it shows in the survey. It shows in the survey that people, America, you remember we talked about this 4 or 5 years ago on my little experiment that if you give the American consumer a reason to buy American and not just put it on a label, but give them the reasons that they're going to pay a little bit more money for better quality and not a crappy product and that they're going to purchase American. It's a proven fact. Now look at a survey this month. Basically, they surveyed America is like what 91%? 91% positive? Man, you can't even get nine people to agree on which side of the bathroom they're going to go on, or nine people to agree on anything. But it's the proof's
That's
in
like
the pudding.
if we always laugh, if you've got three women in a kitchen looking at the same recipe, there'll be three different ways to bake it.
Yeah.
And so, that's kind of the way this goes too, is that, the people just don't understand, and there's so many different assumptions out there, and assumptions
Yeah.
can kill you.
And that's what I like about what we talk about. It's not just a left or a right thing. It's reporting the truth, taking the politics out of it. And let me tell you something. You've heard many times when the right steps over the line, hey, the old Cajun contractor is gonna point them out. But at the end of the day, America, listen, the world is not ending. The America is not going bankrupt. Companies are going to start making money again. They're going to start, look at my stock. Hey, I want to tell you, my stock is up. I'm happy.
Oh,
Everybody keeps
good.
asking me, because we're live on filming. Man, he keeps checking that computer. Yeah, I'm checking my stock market right now. Because guess what? I'm up about 9% already today. Hey, give me them numbers any day. And if the world's crashing, I hope it keeps crashing. Because I tell you what, it's working out. Because it's working, Rita. Everything we're
Yes.
doing is working, you know?
Yes, it is. And that's why we want to help Americans invent. And then we want to help them figure out how to make it in America. And then we want to be able to sell it in
All right.
America. And that is why we go to ASD
All right.
Marketing.
Let's take a short break. This is the Build America Show right here on the Kings Broadcasting Network. We're going to be back with our first guest from the ASD Market Week. We'll be right back. Yay! Y'all come back now. You hear?
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
For being with us for this third hour, Built in America. I think we're at Built. Okay, Built in America. Let's just go with that one right now. We're learning to change this identity here. AKA Made in America. That one works for me. I've got those words down pat. And what we're looking at, you know, is just how we get products that are made in America into the American consumers' hands. And I want to let everyone know this segment is brought to you by Lion Energy. You can go anywhere with portable power, the solar generators, lionenergy.com. And we want to really be able to talk to Stephanie about the categories of ASD Market Week that are for Made in America products. Stephanie, how long has, you know, ASD Market Week been doing a Made in America segment? I mean, this economy really started shifting in about 2010.
Well, it's coming back stronger than ever. But I have to tell you, so ASD, you and I, we always laugh about what it represents. It started as an army surplus show.
Really?
And so back in the day, 70 years ago, Fletcher hat, it was a whole different kind of scene than it is today. So for us, you know, our team, we really want to encourage those that have American-made product to come to the show, because now more than ever, buyers are looking to incorporate it with their stores. They're proud about it. They want it. They want to try it out. And we only have a very small sample portion for the upcoming August show. So I think for March, you're going to see a transition. And we encourage it. We want it. And we're ready to support it every way that we can.
Well, you know, ASD, Affordable Shopping Destination. And we were going to, you know, kind of try to wiggle our way with that to say America stands determined. But however you want to look at it, you know, the idea is there is, you know, a category there for the Made in America. And so what are some of the products that you're seeing that are being shown that are made in America?
So you have a lot of like the beauty type of portion stuff where it's locally made, like the Naked Bee. And that's homegrown honey, right, that they're infusing, and you can put it on your lips and stuff like that. We have private beauty called Blanca. They do their own portion within the U.S. And then we just have little trinkets here, and they're very small, like I said. But we're starting to see that kind of elevate, and more people express their interest and say, okay, how do we get to the show? Because now we feel more confident that we can compete and that our product will be accepted and that the price points are solid, and that your buyers are going to want to take advantage of putting it in their stores.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people listening that are, you know, buyers, resellers for different products and different industries. How do you, encourage them to come to ASD Market Week?
So ASD, we have the largest variety of product out of any other trade show that's within the U.S. So when I talk about, we do things from tools to beauty, accessories, everyday household goods, you name it, we have it. So I would encourage them and just say, again, disruption breeds opportunity. And right now what we're seeing is that with the tariffs that you guys were talking about before and everything, people need solutions. And so if you have product readily available in the U.S. that is new, exciting, benefits buyers, they're going to be interested.
Well, and, you know, America does consume, and we like to have a better product. You know, there's a big difference between, you know, what used to be made, you know, that was all full of dyes, and now we're pushing to get rid of all the dyes in the food, so there'll be new food products. You know, there's more eco-friendly products. And one of the things we look at, you know, things that are, you know, the packaging, is it eco-friendly? Has, you know, is the distribution in the United States? And yes, I mean, it's so cool because, you know, you've got Packwell Manufacturing in California. They make all their packaging in the United States. It's all made in America, and they do all the fulfillment. So when you deal with something that, you know, is right here, you can actually, when you're paying attention, you can find all of it being made in America.
And there's a community aspect. I think that that's something that's really relevant in today's consumers. They want to make sure that whatever they're supporting with their hard-earned money, that it's going back to support the community that they live in. So I think it's just getting more acceptable of, okay, I'll spend a couple more dollars on this. The quality is good, and it's going to go back, and it's going to make sure that the people that I love that are in this space are going to benefit in some way. So it's a great trend. I love seeing it. I think it's 2026 and 2027. It's just going to continue.
Well, you know, that quality, so much of it, you know, over the last few years has been price. You know, I want a better price. I want a better price. And then we spent a few years with really bad quality. It was like everything was manufactured to be obsolete. And now we're swinging back, the pendulum is swinging back the other way. We want products that are going to last. We want them to do what they're supposed to do. We want the sizes to be sized right. You know, yeah. You know, if you say it's coming from China, okay, pick two sizes bigger, because now the reality check is, you know, everybody's little over there. And you know, it's been interesting. It's been interesting and an interesting journey to see things starting to shift.
It is, but again, I think it's been needed. And wow, what a great, for if you're an entrepreneur and you've got ideas and you can execute, and it doesn't have to be fully 100% there. Just get it in a good space that you can communicate and show it in person. And I promise you're going to just be able to see so many doors open because at this point, people are willing to take a better look at it.
I agree with you. And, you know, ASD is one of the interesting shows that you can actually sell to an individual. So it's a business to business show, but consumers can come in and they can buy one-ons. If they say, oh, this one's really, I want this one in my, you know, my kitchen. I want this one in, you know, my bedroom. But I'm not going to buy 20.
Business to business is what we're all about, order writing. And again, they come with that intent. And we've got a very inclusive community. So there's a lot of mom and pop stores that are from all over the US, and they're just looking for cool stuff to put on those shelves. And it's pretty cool.
So we do enjoy being there, and you guys are wonderful to us, and we see everything that you are doing then, for all of the exhibitors. It really is, you know, it's like going home, really, for everybody. They've been there before, they've been there for years. Everybody is very interactive.
Oh, we hug, we say hello, and where have you been? Or welcome to the crew. We love new people and we certainly love reunions.
It is a reunion. So we're going to be back with some more questions about, you know, the Made in America and what you guys are trying to do to enhance that. So stick with us, everybody. We will be right back.
Tired of struggling just for your customers to notice you? Your business needs Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. With powerful tools like email, SMS, social media, and events, you'll say the right thing at the right time to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Plus, everything's backed by Constant Contact's expert live customer support. So get going and growing with Constant Contact today. Try it free at constantcontact.com.
America, thank you so much for being with us for this segment of Built in America. And yes, we've had some transitions here. We used to be Made in America. We're switching that over just a little bit because we are looking at all the different things that are built in America. This segment is brought to you by Lion Energy. You can go anywhere with portable power solar generators if you are using Lion Energy. Energy.com. So our guest for this segment is Mark Andahl, the owner, founder, and, you know, head honcho at Made in America store. And, you know, it's a wonderful story for all of us to, you know you're there. So if there was anything that you wanted America to know about Made in America store, Mark, what would it be?
Yeah, you know, that we've got a great team. You know, we're based outside of Buffalo. We're about 18,000 square foot. And we hold 15,100% Made in America products and support 500 privately owned American businesses. So, you know, we do a lot to bring these products. We want to bring, you know, Made in America, make it important again. We want to make, Made in America show up better than, you know, it has in the past. But, you know, my father worked at Bethlehem Steel, worked at Ford Motor Company back in his day. He's 87. You know, he they always had Made in America products. It wasn't a question, you know, so everything was maybe not 100%, but everything was a good quality tool. He laughs, you know, back then you didn't have to push it or drive it. It was there, you know, when people, you know, bought Made in America products because they were quality tools or whatever you were buying. But it was more, you know, relevant, more, you know, around then. Now we're trying to bring it back. People like what, you know, they see at our store. It brings back nostalgic ideas. They might see candy bars or chocolate that they haven't seen in a while, or stainless, you know, steel signs. They might see, you know, a shirt. You know, our favorite shirt is the Made in America store shirt because China's a long drive to work. You know, that's on the back, you know, and we had that shirt for 15 years, you know, when we started the store. And that's done real well. But we've got a lot of different shirts and clothing. People like to see that, again, nowadays, you know, Made in America makes sense. It's not political. It's not an R or D thing. We like to say it's a red, white, and blue thing.
Right, right. Absolutely. So when you went across the street and you asked to, you know, rent out the car dealership, I'm assuming it was empty at that point.
Yes.
How did you start getting products in the door? I mean, inspiration is one thing, but how do you put it into steps 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, it was an out-of-business Ford dealership at the time. April 3rd, 2010, we opened. But we had 2,000 square foot, but we started, me and my brother-in-law at the time, Rob Whalen, you know, we started looking for things and asking people, you know, trying to drive what's made in America. And we didn't really realize the project or the challenge that we had. You know, looking for items that are 100% made in America, very difficult. Some people, you know, showed us their products, but they weren't quite there. So we let them change a few screws or parts to be 100% made in America. So we like that. And, you know, if they changed, you know, we had three letters of authenticity, they could be in our store. So we slowly built it. We only started with about 50 products that were 100% made in America. And today we stand 15 years later at 15,000 products, 100% wow, made in America.
Wonderful. Well, I have some inventors who would probably like to license their tools to the tool company. They're just getting started. Patents filed, prototypes done, working products in the marketplace. So certainly we'll reach out to you about that. Do have people manufacturing their product in the U.S., 100% made. Some of them are you know, plant products, garden products, you know, some tools. Some of them would like to be able to manufacture in the U.S., but they can't quite get there yet. But we do have some really cool ones. And so what you said, you've got a team of folks that evaluate. What are you looking for?
Yeah, we like to make sure with the three letters of authenticity that every product, every part is 100% made in America, because that's who made us, you know, that's what made us who we are. Making sure we, you know, vet every product and that it is 100% made in America. So people, you know, come, you know, basically if they come through our doors, we've done the homework for them. So, you know, they trust us and they believe it's 100% made in America. And the same thing online at madeinamericastore.com. You know, you've got to make sure you honor what you stand for. And we do. Our concept and core value is 100% made in America with American components.
Excellent. And, you know, I've had a lot of people say, well, how do you know? And it's like, when you read the fine print on the packaging, you know, there's some of those countries that you know, skirt around the truth with their wording. So the poor consumer doesn't always know when they're really getting it, unless they're going to your store.
Right, right.
Then they know.
Yes, you know, that's what they like. You know, we've done the homework. They come in, they shop, and they know, you know, they're buying 100% made in America products, and their money is staying in this country. And that's very important, too. And we support skilled trades too. You know, I love to get metal shops, wood shops back in high schools. You know, skilled trades push is real. You know, it is for our children's future, everything we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us about some of these special events that you have of, you know, the bus tours. What, you know, when folks are looking for a cool place to go on vacation, to go shopping, you know, tell us how that works. And
Dorothy Fortney runs the buses, but we book buses. You know, we're probably at 158 this year. We've had 1,500 over the, 15 years. So they come from all over. Every state in the country pretty well has brought a bus. It's a tour bus. They'll stop in. We got a bus entrance. We might even cater food for them if they need it. So they'll stop in and, 56 people with the driver, up to 56 people with the driver. And they like to see what Americans are making. They have a ball.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. I say, people think that, you know, they can go online and buy Made in America, and they can. They can go to your store site and go shopping and everything. But I think so many of them forget what it's like to have a bricks and mortar store.
Yes. Yeah. We're the only one. So it's hard. But when they come and see it, they love it. They're on vacation, so they enjoy themselves. They go around, you know, buy good things. They have a lot of fun shopping, picking stuff up, you know, showing with their partners, different items that we have. And it just brings back memories to them, or, you know, they're impressed with the quality of the products.
Yeah, it's, the quality with Made in America stands out as being the best.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we are, you know, you can just kind of assume then when you see Made in America that it is going to be the best, as opposed to what some of those other countries do.
Right. Yeah, Made in America is important. We love to, you know, grow it, and we love to show off what we've got. But, you know, starting with 50 products up to 15,000 now, that's quite a move in 15 years. But, you know, we're always trying to grow and add. And, of course, cash flow, you got to watch capital. We're a small store.
It doesn't sound real small.
Yeah.
I mean, in the scheme of things, okay, it's know, you're not the Walmart, but on the other hand, 15,000 products is a pretty good number. Everybody, stick with us. We will be right back and wrap up this segment with Built in America. And if you're out there and you want to go and buy American-made products, madeinamericastore.com is the place that you want to go. So we will be right back, sorry about that, with Mark Andahl, the president of Made in America Store.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-339-0930. 800-339-0930. 800-339-0930. That's
800-339-0930. Hey, America, thank you so much for being with us for this segment of Built in America. And this segment is brought to you by Relectix Insulation. It is a high energy electric insulation tool. All right, that if you need to be able to fix anything, insulate anything, Reflectix.com, ReflectixInc.com. There are more syllables in that than I can spit out my mouth. So anyway, you can find it on the website if you're interested in the insulation tool that we have. Anyway, this last segment of Built in America, my guest is Mark Andahl with Made in America Store. Got that one right and out there. Mark, thanks so much for being with us today. It has been a pleasure to get to know you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice to meet you too.
And so, you know, when we look at getting folks in, how do you go out there and tell them, you know, they don't always know that it's there. How do you reach out and tell people your story so that they know to come and look?
Yeah, we got a great advertising team, you know, Tony, Sammy. They do a great job getting social media out there. We use all the platforms just to try to get attention and to get people to, you know who we are. And maybe if they got a product, they can send an email or Facebook. You know, my team runs all that for me. But they do a great job with it. We almost have, you know, 400,000 followers. So there's always something coming up or somebody, you know, they're sending something out, blogs and whatnot, to get attention.
Yep, absolutely. So what is your funniest story experience that you've had over the last 15 years?
Well, we've had a lot of things. We do a lot of events. Ricky Lee's a country singer out of Altoona, PA. So we put on a lot of shows. You know, Ricky, just through the years, a lot of different people have showed up. We've had a lot of fun with tour buses, people just showing up, our events. They come, you know, we have car shows, all different events just to try to attract people and, you know, let them know what we do, make Made in America important. We try to just raise attention for Made in America and products. And, you know, that's the whole goal, to just kind of create attention. Yeah, however we can. So events work really well because people, you know, new, even car shows, it might be they bring whatever. You know, we got a food truck there. We've got different ice cream truck or whatnot. So we make it fun, free family fun.
That's wonderful. And, you know, it's one thing that, you know, you've got a store, but another thing when you're a vacation destination. So it's got to be a pleasure for you and fun and exciting to watch these folks come in and have such a good time. I mean, you know, for so many large cities, going to the mall is a vacation destination. For you, man, that is a big deal to be a vacation destination.
Yes, yes, especially tour buses. They're having a ball. They're on vacation, you know, and they've spent a decent money to go on their trip. So you want to treat them like kings and queens. And, you know, we tell our story and then we shake their hands. And, you know, maybe they wanted food or, you know, they just have a good time for an hour or so. And then they get back on, but they love to see what Americans are making. They probably had the most fun. You know, that's what I enjoy the most, you know, is the buses probably.
Yep. So is there any category that you're looking at bringing on? Anything that you are shopping for?
Yeah. Electronics. You know, it's funny. We have 15,000 products, but nothing that plugs in or takes a battery. Again, we don't make a toaster. We don't make a coffee pot. We don't make a TV or a light, you know, simple products that plug in or take a battery. So, you know, I always said we've been to the moon, but we can't make a toaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's those are not the things that you find made in any of the factories right now. But you know what? That could change.
Absolutely. And that's what you hope. It's going in the right direction right now. Manufacturing's the core of United States. It's always been the fabric of America. It's the most important. You got to support manufacturing, and everything drives off of manufacturing. So I think that's very important. As everybody, again, they're going to use automation, they're going to use AI, or whatever they need, but it's going to look different, the factories of today, than they did yesterday. But I think it's important, and we can get it done with skilled trade workers, and the push is on.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you've seen things kind of start shifting, and you're seeing more manufacturing starting in the U.S.?
Yes, yeah. You definitely see it in the last, even with the, tariffs, and we kind of stay out of that, China, again, I'm always after China a little bit. So I think that's good, because we became, they're the factory of the world, and we're the consumer of the world, right? So, we like to change that a little bit. I think Americans make the best products. We got the best employees, skilled tradesmen, the buildings. I just think we can get it done if given the opportunity to.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know that, some of the numbers that I had seen, the statistics were showing that manufacturing was starting to come back in certain areas, especially things that were heavy. The shipping was so extreme that it was cheaper, even if it cost a little bit more, but you didn't have to pay for the shipping. There was kind of a balance in there. And hopefully then we'll see more and more of that as time goes on.
Yeah, logistically, it makes sense to make it in America, between our borders. It just totally makes sense. Keep the money here, keep the taxes here.
Absolutely.
Again, manufacturing is the heartbeat of America.
It is. It is. And, being able to make the products that our consumers want, and it's our people that have made them, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You go back again 45 years, everything was pretty well made here, and then we lost it. We gave it away to other countries. We traded off, people's livelihoods and whatnot in political schemes or whatnot. For whatever reason, the low cost of labor, but it is important to get it back here, pay a fair wage, and make a good quality product. And I think there's advantages to building it here in America.
Yep, there are. And we are so grateful that you were on with us today. We look forward to having featured products on as well, so that you can tell some of those other stories that you've experienced over the last 15 years. Everyone, I encourage you. Go to madeinamericastore.com and find your favorite product. Support America. Support the manufacturing that happens here, the inventors who make new products. We're going to get more of those into the store. And you know what? That's what we can do for Made in America, is shop in America. Thanks, everybody. John, Mark, thank you so much. John is our tech guy. He's been doing a good job filling in for Matt. And Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rita, for having me on.